Check my inbox and what do I see? Just another day, another T-R-A-D-E. I'm an addict, and I need it in my veins. I'm an addict, otherwise I feel plain now. Every day I wake up, people got a problem. Making all these trades up, got me singing got 'em. But I've been paid up, I even started from the bottom. See, I don't wait up, I ain't even playing possum. So what it cost, I'm just a couple of firsts. Can't believe that it worked, not to say I'm a jerk. But I'm an addict, it's what I said in the first. You can curse all you want, you can pray in your church. But I'ma keep tapping return, I win if I learn. I ain't trying to burn any bridges, I yearn. For the feeling I earn, all my winners will turn. You had a cheek before I drop you like the beat. I'm an addict, and I'm not really ashamed. I'm an addict, I'm reclining with the brain. I'm an addict, and the pot is what I'm playing. I'm an addict, Russell
Rocky.
Other names, Trade Addicts Pod. Let's go.
I am Dynasty Outhouse, and I have a trading problem.
I am Rocky Petrella, and I also have a trading problem.
I'm Frank Neal, and I still have a trading problem.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to Session 351 of the Trade Addicts Podcast, a proud member of the Dynasty Addicts Podcast Network, the DAP Network, if you will. And we will. Hey, guys, halfway to 702. halfway there. Well, welcome to another episode of Trade Addicts, where it is just by far and away the dead zone of Dynasty Fantasy Football. But it is playoff time, which is super exciting. It is Eagles playoff time, which is super exciting for our buddy Rocky over here. But it's not nothing. There's even news going on, Frank.
Yeah, right, there is.
Got going on.
Yeah. Big news.
Wait, I want you to count how many exclamation points.
I can't. I would love to, but I'm in a hotel room and I'm going to get kicked out if I yell at this loudly. So Ben Johnson is going to the Bears with 10 exclamation points. It sounds like Dennis Allen's going to be his DC. It's a new era in Chicago. Everyone's psyched. They finally did the home run hire for the first time in as long as I can remember as a fan. And like we said, I'm 31 now, basically. So everyone's very excited. In terms of Detroit, it sounds like everything's going to be internal. They have a passing game coordinator whose last name I'm going to botch, so I'm not going to try. And they have a running game coordinator that they're just going to promote one of those guys. So it sounds like everything will be kind of the same in Detroit offensively. So I guess the way I wanted to break this down was rank these players in Dynasty. And if you guys, they're obviously in front of you, but Montgomery, Moore, Jameson, Rome, and Laporta.
And just obviously Jahmyr Gibbs not getting changed.
I'm not putting Gibbs and Amon-Ra in this category. I think they're their own tier.
They're above all these guys.
Correct. But, yeah.
All right, so I'm going to go Laporta, Rome, probably still DJ Moore, Montgomery, Jameson. But like you said before, I don't think anything's really going to change in the Detroit offense. Like we even said this last week when we knew Ben Johnson was leaving. This wasn't a secret or anything, but it would be not wise to throw a wrench in the gears of what this offense has been doing. Like, yeah, they lost, but they lost putting up like 520 something yards of offense. Like, and I don't know if you heard, but they had some injuries on defense. They mentioned it.
Yeah.
Maybe one.
No, really?
Leave it to them to have like Amik Robertson like break his arm in three places in that game. Like that injury was brutal. The guy who just like had his arm snapped.
I'm glad I missed that. So that's my order. I still believe in Laporta. He had a strong end to the season, so I think he's going to come back and be absolutely fine. Like, he didn't even have a bad season. It just wasn't the season we wanted him to have.
Mm-hmm.
I think Roma Dunze, again, was also, like, he had a pretty decent rookie season.
Yep.
And I think in a better-led offense, hopefully they get some offensive linemen and don't bring back Keenan. Just let it be Odunze and DJ Moore and Cole Kmet sometimes. Like, let that be the game. Like, that's good enough. also putting DJ Moore next. David Montgomery is always just going to be David Montgomery, good old dependable David Montgomery.
Yep.
And
RB2 forever.
Yep. Even though he'll score as an RB1 half the time.
Yep.
And Jameson is Jameson. He's hit or miss, big play, Gabe Davis, you know, 4 or 24 or 44, nothing in between. I don't think that changes.
Yeah, we broke out into an episode of Dynasty Wall Street. I have no idea what to think of Laporta, but I agree with you. I mean, if we're talking just pure value, I think he's got to be up there, especially in tight end premium leagues. And I would rather have DJ Moore. I think value-wise, it's probably Roma Dunze because he's younger and the Ben Johnson hire and all that. So I think I'm pretty much going to have the same order as Russ because I think I put Laporte at the top, then Rome, then Moore. Did you put Jameson last?
Yeah.
Okay, that might be the only thing I switched. I think I'll put Jameson fourth and Montgomery last just because Montgomery's eternally underrated. He's an older running back. Some people are probably a little hyped is the wrong word, but I can't think of a better word about how Jameson finished the season. So, and the way he started the season. So I would think he would be, and he's a receiver, a younger receiver. So I think he is a little higher than Montgomery. I personally probably, you know, I'm always a points guy, so I'd probably rather have Montgomery, but in terms of pure value, I'd put Jameson ahead of him.
Yeah. I think I would probably put Rome one over Laporta. Just I understand premium and everything, but I think Rome's going to be something. And I would put Laporta 2, Moore 3, Jameson 4, because I'm not going to put my boy last. I've been riding him too long. So I guess very quickly on the Lions-Commanders game, where you guys have watched more football than me over the years, where does this rookie season for Jaden Daniels rank in terms of just – pure just craziness and victory and having a rookie do this as a rookie? Is there any comp to this?
No.
Not that I can remember.
It's such a confluence of awesomeness coming together with the, like, not just is he doing this well, his team is doing this well. Like, I remember watching Cam Newton his rookie year.
Yeah.
And not like that. Not to call them similar in any way, shape, or form, but I loved watching Cam Newton play. Cam Newton had this huge smile on his face every time he touched the ball. And it was so much fun to watch. He had this confidence. Like he was having so much fun while he was playing that he never looked shook. He never looked like the pressure was getting to him. Of course, his team wasn't great until they got...
How dare you talk about Kelvin Benjamin that way?
I mean, hey man, they had Christian McCaffrey and still couldn't do that.
Yeah.
Except for the, like, one year they made it to the Super Bowl, but you know, whatever. But like, that's the only thing that really comes to mind is see, like, you don't often see rookies come in and improve throughout the season. Like, Jaden Daniels absolutely got better throughout this season, but like, the amount of fourth quarter comebacks, the amount of last minute drives, the amount of playoffs, the amount of all of this stuff. And he just does not look like he cares whatsoever in a negative way. That is the clear wrong because he cares. That really is the horrible phrasing, but like, it doesn't get to him at all whatsoever. And like, it literally will be history if he wins the Super Bowl. I think no rookie has
ever. Shut your mouth, Russ. Not winning this weekend.
I said if. I'm not taking anything away from you yet. When it comes down to it, I might for the fun of it. But right now, I'm not taking anything away from you.
Yeah. I think a lot of non-Philly fans are rooting for Jaden. No offense.
Oh, I think most people want the Commanders to win. But, I mean, I can't really think of much. Like, especially if you combine team performance and player performance.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was, you know, Roethlisberger did really well in terms of his team the first year, but he didn't play that well.
I was trying to think, did Russ Wilson do well in his rookie year? or did he have a weird year to start? I know he didn't start right away, but and he came in for.
No, he did. Yeah, he said.
Oh, I thought they brought in
Matt Flynn to millions and millions of dollars, and he never started off of his 5-touchdown week 17 game.
And then you have guys that like passed. It's put up some gaudy pass, like Andrew Luck put up some gaudy pass numbers, but I think he threw a ton of interceptions. They didn't make the playoffs. A lot of these guys that even start off well tend to throw a lot of, like Peyton had a decent first season in terms of yards and touchdowns, but threw a ton of interceptions. Mm-hmm. And the team did do well. So I can't think of any real comp for someone who's played this well, you know, not turning the ball over as much as a lot of rookies do, and his team did this well. I can't really think of anybody.
It's crazy. On to the kind of rest of the news. Because I'll talk about the Bears and Ben Johnson for another 30 minutes, but I won't subject people to that. The Patriots are expected to hire Josh McDaniels as OC again.
They are more afraid of change than I am. And that
means he's going to be a head coach in 3 years for someone and then get fired after 2 years. And then he's going to go back to the offensive coordinator of the Patriots again.
Well, like, I feel Zach Reed's.
Losing, I can too. I could hear Zach Reed screaming.
He has left. Like why?
Yeah.
Why? Why?
Yeah. I can't really add to that.
O'Connell signed a multi-year extension. We can put all that trade garbage to bed. He's not going anywhere, which is good. Oh yeah.
This was by far and away obviously going to happen.
Yeah, and then Sports Illustrated and the Post-Gazette are reporting that the Steelers are ready to move on from George Pickens as part of an overhaul of the wide receiver core. I haven't seen this a ton of other places, and like I'm pretty sure there are no writers at Sports Illustrated anymore. I'm pretty sure it was shuttered like 3 years ago, so I don't know how they're sourcing things, but it could be interesting. I don't know where Pickens would go, but I mean – is there anywhere Pickens would fit? Miami, maybe, if Tyreek leaves, although it seems like they fixed that stuff. I mean,
I don't know. Like, this, like, it's interesting that this is coming from someone like Sports Illustrated, who, mm-hmm. you know, as reputable as you sort of like of a name as you can be these days. Like,
yeah.
But I don't know. Like, I'm not going to put much.
No.
Into this one. Like, it'll be one of those things where it'll be like, first of all, why?
Yeah, because he's such a weird thing to me.
Because he's a headache.
Because he's a headache, is that what he said?
Yeah.
Oh, well, as long as he's not like Deontay Johnson headache. But, which, hey man, maybe they're losing their touch on drafting wide receivers.
Mm-hmm.
They managed to deal with Deontay Johnson headache through an extension, though, too, didn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was at least a year of his extension.
Yeah, it was like a tag or something like that. It wasn't anything like super long. All right. Rocky, we have 6 divisions on the board. NFC North has been taken and the AFC South has been taken. We're going back to the questions. What division would you like to discuss today?
Why not NFC East?
The NFC Beast. So we are starting with the Commanders and Jaden Daniels. If you were doing a startup tomorrow, Jaden Daniels is QB blank.
So
we have 4 already.
So the thing is, in TA6, J Mike was dealing with some injury issue. He was with Jalen Hurts, actually, you know, with the concussion and everything. And he sent me a trade of Jalen Hurts straight up for Jaden Daniels, and I rejected it. I'm not saying I want Jaden Daniels over Jalen Hurts. I'm saying I'm a little too attached to the shares I have right now. But, I mean, let's go down the list.
I think there's a real case he's 4, by the way, before we start counting.
I agree with you. I mean, we're still taking Josh Allen. We're still taking Jalen Hurts.
And Lamar.
And Lamar.
And then who else? Are you taking Caleb for longevity just because they play a different game?
No.
Okay.
No.
Are
we definitely keeping Mahomes below him?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, I think I'm at the point where Mahomes is like top of the second tier. Like he doesn't need to do things anymore. That's really what it comes down to. I firmly believe he's talented enough to do whatever that he can do to make himself a top something dynasty quarterback. He just doesn't need to do it anymore.
Their defense has gotten too good.
Yeah.
So the name I was thinking of, that's the name, Joe Burrow. And Joe Burrow is the one other I just pulled up Dynasty Trade Calculator's rankings. Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow, Jaden Daniels, Patrick Mahomes. They have Jalen Hurts 6. I think Jalen Hurts is probably still second for me.
How long is Saquon signed, Rocky?
That's a good question. I think 3 real years, maybe.
Okay. So he's around next year and beyond. Yeah. So like,
I think I would have Allen, Lamar.
I think he's then 4.
Probably Hurts. And I would have Burrow over Daniel. Because I agree. He's been great. I think he will continue to be great. But C.J. Stroud was also like QB3 at this point last year.
Mm-hmm.
Going back a bit, Baker Mayfield was like QB2 or 3 after his rookie year. I need one more year to put him ahead of some of these established guys. So yep. I think I'd probably have Allen, Lamar, or Hurts, Burrow for sure ahead of him. I don't know what to say about Mahomes. I think you guys are right. So I don't think he's going to need to put up numbers. So I guess I put him above Mahomes, but it's even that's really iffy for me.
See, I think the real answer is I don't know if I get Jaden Daniels in a startup because I don't know if I have the guts to spend what needs to be spent to do it. For everything that Rocky said, the real difference is his legs. That's the one thing he has that the guys Rocky listed didn't don't. Like, C.J. Stroud threw like a 15% touchdown rate, which we knew was going to drop a little bit. And yes, I am exaggerating, I hope. And Baker, I think, set a record for efficiency. Like, a lot of that was very too good to be true. Will Jaden Daniels have a sophomore slump? I mean, probably a little bit, maybe.
I just think the NFC East is going to get better. I mean, the Giants are going to get a quarterback. The Cowboys get Dak back. I mean, and get healthy. I just think the East will get better. The Eagles aren't going anywhere.
Yeah. So, I don't know about the Commanders or anything. I just mean what Jaden Daniels will produce for your fantasy purposes.
Agreed.
But I think you're right. I think it's hard to put Jaden Daniels outside of the top 6 right now.
Mm-hmm. Like the absolute lowest, I think you can
put. Are you going to put Justin Herbert, Kyler Murray? I mean, Caleb.
We are a Kyler podcast, but I don't think any of us are putting Kyler above Jaden.
Nope. There's no one else to put above him at this point. That's the bigger problem.
Yeah.
And there's no QB in this draft that will take his spot. So.
Exactly.
Nope.
I will say he's 24. So he's got a year on Caleb. And, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't really matter much for quarterbacks.
Agreed. I'm not. That's the only downside is he's probably on the old. He's not 21 like some of these other kind of rookie quarterbacks that we usually fall in love with.
Yeah.
But maybe that's why he's playing so well, because he's played 7 years of college. And actually knows how to read a defense. Okay, on to the Dallas Cowboys. Are you still viewing CeeDee Lamb as a top 5 wide receiver headed into next year?
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, the coach plays a part in this. No, and I saw they were like interviewing like Brian Schottenheimer today, and I don't want to talk about that. That would make me really mad.
I don't care what generation it is. We need to get away from these retread names.
From the Schottenheimers?
Yeah.
All of them.
Yeah. So I guess to be fair, Shanahan's doing well enough, you know. But I feel like we shouldn't be hearing the same names we heard when we were kids. Well, when Rocky and I were kids. But they're still around. Yeah, I don't see a reason to change. He's that good. He's been that good for a couple of years through... Man, who was before McCarthy? I can't even remember anymore. But
Jason Garrett.
Was it really Garrett? He was. I think his last year at Garrett, he was already pretty much, you know, in the elite level. And he's been through three offensive coordinators in the past few years, and he's still...
It sounds like Kellen could come back and be head coach, which I would be in for.
I loved his offense when he first took over as offensive coordinator. Yeah. I know it seems to have gotten a little stale, or the Cowboys just got bad. I don't really know, because I don't pay that much attention to the Cowboys.
Probably both.
Yeah, a little combi. But I think there's no reason to lower CeeDee Lamb whatsoever.
Yeah, I was just looking. He was still wide receiver 9 in a season where I think a lot of people felt he didn't quite live up to what we were hoping for this year.
And he didn't have Dak for 12 games.
Exactly. Something. So yeah, and I mean, in terms of value, in terms of points, whatever. Just looking at it, I'm not sure how many other players you could even put above him, like in the DLF ADP.
Well, let's run it down, right? I mean, Chase, Jefferson.
And DLF has Neighbors, Amon-Ra, 3 and 4.
I would take Amon-Ra, not Neighbors, over
CeeDee. I would agree. I would still take CeeDee over Neighbors.
You take Puka over Neighbors, or over CeeDee.
I still take CeeDee over Puka.
Yeah, I think I do too. And then Nico, 7.
Yeah, I'm not taking
that. That's my line. That's definitely CeeDee there.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think he's pretty much 5, yes.
Yes.
4 or 5.
Okay. On to the question that Rocky wrote for me, actually.
I did. You guys can answer first.
Because you actually followed through with that. I did not.
Yeah, no. I figured out the rest of them. Like I said, they weren't very good towards the end. Should we be selling Saquon even on a contender? Hard to believe his value will get any higher given his age and chances of replicating this season. So, Russ, why don't you start, since Rocky wrote the question, and then he can give the Philly take. He's going to be amazing for 5 years.
I mean, the obnoxious answer is depends what you can get, right? Like, you don't sell him for nothing, but, yeah, he's, what, 28? Coming off of a season where he touched the ball a lot.
I think he's an old 28, too. I think he's on the back end.
Old is old, man. I don't know what to tell you. But, like, he's... I could absolutely understand getting out of the risk, especially after what happened with McCaffrey in everyone fresh in everyone's mind, that if you wanted to get out, as long as you're getting out for something that's insanely worthwhile, like you can't sell Barkley for like just a first and call it a day. Mm-hmm. Especially, I mean, if you are competing, if you're not competing, maybe you do just take a decent first. But if you're competing and you have Barkley and you're just scared, like make sure you're getting like Bucky Irving plus, like, you know, go get another player that's going to give you points and hopefully is decently younger and get a little plus on the side of it, just so you could do something else with that as well to make your team a little better, because chances are you're not going to replicate the points that you got this year, either with Saquon or with someone else, because it's going to be really hard to almost break NFL records again. Like he could have, if he wanted to and chose not to.
Yes. And he could still technically, by the way, break the record for most combined regular season and playoff rushing yards in one season.
That doesn't count.
They're talking about it in Philly. He's 3rd behind Terrell Davis.
Of course they are.
Who's 1st and 2nd.
Really? Of course he is.
Yeah. I would not probably sell him. I said this, I think, a month or so ago, that I think Saquon is the guy. I know Frank just said he's an old 28. I think
he's not. I'm wrong. He turns 28 next week. So he'll be 28 next season.
I think he's a guy who's going to produce kind of, you know, barring injury, of course, he's going to be that guy that's still kind of producing at least at some level, like 30 or something like that. I think he's going to be around a while. He keeps himself in great shape. The touches is a worry. I would just, he's with the playoffs, he's probably at like 400 ish now. So that's definitely a concern. But I said it earlier, I'm a points guy, and I think he's not going to produce like this. I threw that question in there because I know people say that all the time, especially with running backs, you know, sell them at peak value. And
Russ is the king of that.
I mean, probably the right thing to say, but it's probably not what I would do. I would, if I have a team that I still feel is going to contend again next year, I'm going to ride those points, and I'm going to hope he doesn't get hurt seriously. I mean, the team, too, is it's basically built around him at this point. The only negative is the tush-push, basically. But they are running, like, way more than most teams in the league. And he still didn't, you know, as much as the Eagles don't throw their backs as much, he still had 30-some catches this year. So,
yeah.
I mean, and that could maybe increase even more as he gets a little older, maybe doesn't run as much and, you know, throw him some little things out in space and runs out of bounds and whatnot. But I would hold on to him. I mean, unless it's like an overpay. The intention of the question, though, was more just like at his whatever you think his value is. Because like I said, I think it is as high as it's ever going to be.
I will say, before last season, I sold Saquon for a late first and John Bosch's soul, and clearly regret a late first.
But you have his soul.
Yeah, but it's John Bosch's soul.
John, the soul is priceless. But Frank, what about you?
I'm the same as you guys. I think if you get something overpay, the only thing where I would like really consider it, right, is like...
Is a mid and a late first an overpay?
A mid to late first?
A mid and a late first.
I don't think it's enough.
That's what I was just going to ask. Like,
no, like that feels... It feels like that's not something that would actually happen, but it feels like that's the right price.
That's what I was thinking.
That's the right price because you're not getting a stud in the middle of this first.
Would you trade the 102 for Saquon?
No. Because
what if it's not yours? What if you're like, you know, you finished fifth?
Yeah.
Because Genty's going one, right? You're not going to take him over Genty.
Yeah, Genty's probably still going one. And so we're talking, you know.
Tet or Saquon, basically.
Or, you know, the quarterbacks are going to get drafted one and two, most likely anyway. So, like, in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
So that will probably boost them in dynasty rookie drafts anyway. So we're talking Tet, Cam, or...
One of the tight ends, even. If they go somewhere crazy. I've seen Tyler Warren to the Dolphins, which would, A, murder Jonnu.
No.
And B, be awesome. In that offense.
Oh, Jonnu, he's doing so well.
Mm-hmm.
Leave Jonnu alone. But no, yeah, like, yes. I think the answer is yes in the long run. Like you're saying, like, if you didn't earn the 102 and you just happen to have it, and you're a team that either just missed the playoffs or you made the playoffs and got bounced right away, and you still have your team, you're not filled with, like, the Devontae Adams and Keenan Allens and all of those, like...
Right. You know, something that's about to explode. Basically.
Yeah. So, like, if you still have a solid competing team, mm-hmm. Yeah, I would probably give the 102 for Saquon.
I think I agree. I think I would, yeah. If you're getting away with one first, I know it's the super high first. And like you said, I wouldn't do Genty for Saquon. But yeah, I think any other player in this draft, I mean, I say it every single year, like, we have the top wide receiver bust all the time. Not all the time, but it's happened many times. I don't, you know, we don't think that's going to happen, but we often never think it's going to happen. So wide receivers, I think, are a little more of a crapshoot. Like, guys like Genty that we decide are worth a pick at one or two almost always pan out. But the wide receivers, we get N'Keal Harrys and Corey Davises and Laquon Treadwells all the time.
Thank you. Use Laquon. I didn't draft any Laquon Treadwell. Use him. Corey Davis and N'Keal Harry, those still hurt.
Yeah, Russ is going to kill me for saying this, but Tet's given me some Mike Williams vibes just a little bit. Where,
first of all, hashtag Team Clemson big wide receiver, you calm down. But second of all, I'm actually starting to read and listen and talk to Mr. Reed, and I'm cooling down on Tet as an actual player, but the fact that he is a gigantic human being still makes me want him on a couple of my teams.
I can't wait for the Russ guy. Like, there's always, you always have one. Usually after talking to Zach for, and it's usually his guy, but.
No. I've gotten lucky every once in a while. Kuka was actually one of my guys. that
he's acting like Puka. I remember.
But he, it's just like he he realized the reality of the situation, not the outlier of the situation, that he wasn't going to get good draft capital and stuff like that. But I usually end up finding one wide receiver to fall in love with, at least.
I feel like Brian Thomas was one of your guys last year.
Yeah. It switched. It started out as Xavier Worthy, and then it flopped to Brian Thomas Jr., which neither feel very wrong at this point.
Yeah. Where was this Worthy all year? Why? What the hell?
I don't know.
Where's the guy we all spent money on? All right, final one. Is Tyrone Tracy worth the 25 first?
Nope.
No.
That was easy. All right. Five divisions on the board, Russ.
Which AFC did we do already?
We did the South already.
All right, let's do... Yeah, we're talking Mahomes already. Let's do the West.
Okay. We are starting with the Denver Broncos. Is the number one wide receiver on the Broncos in 2025 on the roster right now?
No, I hope not.
Yeah, I would think not either. I mean, who would that even be?
Sutton.
Yeah.
Or Vele, if you liked Vele at the end, because Vele started to do some stuff. But, you know.
Is Sutton is still signed for next year? I don't even know what his contract situation is.
Checking.
I believe he is. I mean, he's a 2018.
I think he got extended a year
or two. He did get extended, but I don't know when it ended.
Yeah.
Well, we're not going to sit here in silence while Frank looks, because I am not editing this show.
Oh, yeah,
there's 1 year left.
There you go.
Maybe T. Higgins to the Broncos, Russ.
I don't hate that jersey, and I'm liking Bo Nix, even though...
What color would you make it? Blue or orange?
See, part of me wants to say orange because I have the orange already, but then some of me wants blue because I have the orange already.
Right.
I'd have to just...
And you hate white jerseys, so we can't do that.
I would never get a white jersey. If anything could ever be helped, I would not get a white jersey. I guess it'll really come down to whatever pristine auction has, you know, for me to buy.
Yeah.
Between the blue and the orange. But, yeah, that'd be tough, depending... And especially depends on how I rearrange, because once he does move teams, this giant thing is going to get moved so I can put the real jersey behind me.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, I saw... A mock today where Loveland went to Denver.
I saw that.
And I don't know how I'd feel about that. I'd almost rather it be Burden or someone like that, someone who can really be an alpha. But I agree with you guys. I don't think the number one wide receiver is on the team right now, but I feel like we've said that the last 3 years, and it keeps being Sutton. So
yeah, but now they have like a real reason to do something. Like
they're competing, you mean now?
But they have
a quarterback. Knicks.
Like they have a young, good quarterback that you
need. Yeah, you got to take advantage of.
Yeah. So go spend some money. Go draft early. Go have fun. You know, get yourself some offense.
Even Keenan Allen or someone like that, like someone who can catch the damn ball. I mean, Sutton drops the ball all the time.
Sutton was fun.
I have a good one. Godwin is a free agent.
Oh. That would be fun. I like him. I mean, I don't know if I call Godwin an alpha, even though he is very target hoggy at times. He doesn't play what I call the alpha position. Like, to me, the alpha is the CeeDee Lambs, you know, the guys I like.
Yeah, I agree. But I think if he were healthy, Chris Godwin, and playing like he normally does, I think he is the number one fantasy wide receiver on that team. Yes.
Yeah, I'm looking at free agent wide receivers. It's kind of Higgins drop, Godwin drop, and then a bunch of people.
And think about it, Godwin and Evans, Godwin and Sutton, you know, Sutton is pretty much not as good Evans. He's just a
poor man's Evans.
Yeah, he's just a really tall dude that can jump over people. Evans just happens to be better than that, but I think actually now that you're talking about it, Godwin's a very good fit. I like that there.
Yeah, he fits kind of the Peyton scheme too, someone who can just kind of run to a space. So, all right, on to the Chargers. I was going to do something with Dobbins, but we don't know if he's going back. So I chose Justin Herbert instead. Are you buying Justin Herbert with the view that help at wide receiver or tight end, if you want to put it that way, is coming? Are you buying him now?
Yeah, I'm not against the idea of buying him. If not even just based on the hope of the future, but based on what we saw when the Harbaugh was willing to move off the running game when the running game wasn't working, which was huge for me. Like, that was, we all assumed that the running game was going to work, and then it wasn't. And it, there was a week or two where it's like, all right, this isn't working. And then all of a sudden, Justin Herbert started passing the ball more and passing the ball more. So, yes, when T. Higgins gets there in them powder blues, I am absolutely all for buying more Justin Herbert.
That stack's going to be so fun.
I'm going to get overcharged so hard on Justin Herbert.
Does T. Higgins buy five off of Palmer, or does he wear a different number?
He can go back to 85. I mean,
give Rocky, me his, Rocky, give sidebar. Sidebar. What if he wears number zero?
I think Russ would hate that.
Why are you trying to make me cry?
Me personally, you know, I'm probably not buying Herbert. Just because I don't buy high-end quarterbacks, and
he's at high-end? Where is he?
Well, he's at QB7 on the ADP. Now, is his trade value there? I don't know.
God, I'd probably sell him at that if that's really what he is.
If I'm not paying top 10 prices generally for QB. You know, I shop in the bargain bin. But if I was, I'd probably rather just pay a little more and aim higher than what it's going to cost to get Justin Herbert. So I'm not – he definitely could be good, but, I mean, he doesn't really run. And I just – the idea of getting more receivers is good and all that, but, I'd want to see it, and then they got to get in the system and all that good stuff, and they have to be willing to pass the ball more than they probably were until like Russ said later in the year. So yeah, I don't really want to buy Justin Herbert. I don't want to buy any high priced quarterback, but him specifically, he's kind of in this weird range where he's not quite elite enough. And I have some doubts going forward, just from fantasy perspective, not from a real life perspective.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess like we have to rephrase the question for Rocky is, do you believe in Justin Herbert? Not are you going to buy him? Because we know the answer is no for Rocky on that one. But like, if you believe in at least,
but you like him, yeah,
and improvement, assuming they're going to bring in pass catchers.
I mean, yeah, I think he's fine. I think he will be good. I just, that's what I'm saying. I don't think he. I'd rather, again, pay higher or be lower. Like, I don't think he'll be. I think he's fine. That's basically where I'm at with Justin.
And remember when he came in, and now he's just fine.
Piss missiles.
So sad. I hope they do something receiver wise. Sounds like the whole Tyreek dream is dead. It sounds like Miami and Tyreek figured it out, but I'm still hoping. Okay. This has changed a little bit for me since I wrote this question a couple weeks ago, but is Isaiah Pacheco worth a 2025 first?
I've never been a That's a lie. I was a fan of Pacheco when he, like, at the beginning of his rookie year. There was a huge hype train for him, mostly because of J.J. Zacharyson.
Zacharyson, yeah.
Yeah. But he came in and then just, I loved watching him bull those people. Yeah. I loved watching, like, mini Marion Barber. Like, it was just so much fun. Yeah. It was so much fun to watch. Like, oh, man, Marion Barber and Lawrence Maroney are two guys I will never forget. Where they ran at the defenders. Mm-hmm. Like, they wanted to bounce off of people. It's like they gained their kinetic energy by bouncing off of the other players. Like, it was... Yeah. And Pacheco seemed to do that, and he had the contact balance to keep it going. Like, he wasn't just doing it for the sake of doing it. Like, he was able to play this, and it was a lot of fun to watch. But then he started scoring, and he was the running back for the Chiefs, and his value got way too high. Like, to me, he is... mid RB2 at best.
And he sneaky catches passes, though, is why I liked him. He caught like 45 balls last year. Not this year, he was hurt, but last year.
And he never got his job back after coming back from his injury either. So
that's what scares me, is I think they're bringing Hunt back.
That's what I was going to say, yeah. He wasn't really doing a ton once he came back, so I don't think you can pay a first for him at this point.
I was never willing to pay a first for him, though. So, yeah. I mean, this is a little bit of an easy question for me.
Yeah. Rocky, anything to add?
No, not really. Like I said, I was just going to mention, too, that the end of the year, once he finally did come back from the injury, was not great. I kind of agree with Russ. I'm not sure he was ever, if he was a first, it would have been a very, very late first, even before this year. He's not someone I was like actively acquiring. Even though, like Russ said, I like his play style. He's fun to watch. But I was never, I had some shares because I was in on the Zachary Snipe train, when he came out. But I was never really actively kind of pursuing him, even before this year and the injury and then the whole mix of running backs towards the time he came back.
Yeah. Midway through last year, he was fetching a first, for sure.
For sure.
Yes.
Yeah. And I think people who liked him more, like I did, probably would have done a first. Now I'm terrified Hunt's. They're going to re-sign Hunt for a couple million and just keep him around because he's been playing surprisingly well for someone his age and his wear and tear. So, all right, last one. This one's going to get contentious. I saved the best for last. How many non-QB assets, non-QB assets, are you valuing over Brock Bowers?
Interesting.
The one-on-one counts.
Oh, Brock Bowers over the 101. Jefferson Chase. Hold on.
That's what came in my mind initially. Is Jefferson Chase, and then
that's it.
No. I need to pull up names. I'll never. Jefferson Chase, Lamb, Neighbors, St. Brown. I'll still keep Puka. I don't know if there's a running back. Maybe Jahmyr Gibbs.
Is Bijan?
My running back one.
Bijan?
I still haven't really seen a Bijan season.
Okay. You're at six still. Are you counting Gibbs?
Yeah, I'll count Gibbs.
Okay, seven.
Just so I could say I picked a running back. That's it.
Okay. Rocky?
Chase, Jefferson, Lamb, Neighbors, end of list. A dominant tight end is worth so much to me. And he was the tight end one in his rookie season. It was like historic how good his
rookie season was. I'm not doing this debate.
With an awful quarterback situation.
Yeah.
And what is he, like 23, something like that? 22?
He's older for a rookie, but yeah, 22. He's not that old.
22.
Yeah, 22.
He's not Kyle Pitts in being like 16.
Yeah. No. Kyle Pitts is still
If we're talking TA leagues, 1.75, think that is so valuable. And I expect it to continue for years and years to come. And if their quarterback situation ever gets better or he moves on somewhere else, oh my God, look out.
Or their quarterback situation gets better and they actually have the ability to spread the ball around.
I think it's going to be Darnold at this point. I like where, who, what else are they going to do? Shadur's not going to make it to them unless they move up.
Picking at six.
Yeah.
I mean, do we know, have we seen anything about these quarterbacks actually going that early, short of like these really early mocks? Have we heard anything?
No.
Like,
I've heard is Tennessee
Cam Leakwillis to me a little bit.
Yeah. Tennessee loves Cam Ward, I think, but no one has actually like genuinely reported that.
Yeah, but like, do they love Cam Ward at the 101 or the 201?
Cam won't be there at the 201.
Yeah, well, I mean, again, going, like, we kind of we were bolstering players like Malik Willis just because, well, he really just was because of his athleticism and stuff like that, but like without any real knowledge of NFL teams liking them or not. So at least now we have, this is a class where we have someone like Jeanne T and Tet, where we at least can say we have other players to put at 101 and 102 and stuff like that, where we don't have to artificially boost these bad quarterbacks. Or, well, they're not bad. That was maybe a little harsh, but like not great quarterbacks. But
Shador's going to test well, I think.
Yeah.
I think Cam will test pretty well. Melrose is going to throw the ball out of the building, but he has nothing between the ears, so he's going to be...
I saw the mock I saw had him going to the Saints at 9.
Melrose?
Yeah.
I don't think Melrose is a quarterback. I think he should be playing tight end, but I think he should stay
in. Well, he fits perfectly for the Saints.
Yeah, right.
But back to the Bowers thing, I just wanted to say, like, if you could get basically Travis Kelce at 22, like, isn't that worth just, like, the world?
Yep.
And that's basically what he is to me. It's prime Travis Kelce, except he's younger than even when prime Travis Kelce started.
Yeah,
he's... What about you, Frank? How many you put ahead of him?
No. All right. Chase, Jefferson, Lamb, Neighbors, Amon-Ra, Bijan, Puka, Gibbs, Genty.
Come on, put Brian Thomas Jr. there for me.
I was thinking about it.
Do it. Do it.
You have way too many.
No, I have two more than Russ. What do you mean way too many?
Way too many.
Way too many.
I could see...
Is Nico by himself? I think they draft someone like Burden or someone like that.
They're absolutely bringing another wide receiver. They're not going to... They were hurting for
pass. So I'm at nine people.
Top 10 if we count Brian Thomas Jr., which I'm going to do.
Yeah, I wouldn't put Bijan. I can see more of a, if you're going
maybe not Bijan. Okay, fine.
I can Bijan see more was of a crazy. Case with Gibbs.
Fine. Yeah. Bijan was just for trolling. I'll say 8, but. Man, if Penix is good next year, Bijan, I know we keep doing this, but...
If Penix is good, Kyle Pitts time.
I know.
I don't want to do that. In the last two games of the season.
I don't want to do that again.
I bought a lot of shares before this past season, so I kind of...
Yeah, I sold all my shares, so I don't have to think about that. Yeah, because I'm not putting AJ over him.
No.
Man, I want to put Brian Thomas. If it was Ben Johnson, I would have put Brian Thomas over him, but it's not because Ben Johnson went to the correct place, and he was very happy about it. So,
Marvin Harrison Jr.?
No.
I wouldn't.
Marvin Harrison Jr. is probably – is he fourth in his own draft now?
He still had, 800-something yards and 8 touchdowns? Like, he had a good season. It just wasn't good for fantasy.
That wasn't my question. Is he fourth in his own draft? Neighbors, BTJ, and McConkey. Are you taking those three over Marvin?
McConkey's tough, man. I don't know how to value McConkey at this point.
Me neither.
To take him over Marvin Harrison Jr.
If your dream happens and Higgins goes there, McConkey's worth way less, right?
Oh, I mean, man, I've been saying I mean a lot today. Sorry, everybody. Almost said it, caught myself. Yeah, it's rough because we didn't really assume he would get this volume, and then he got this volume, and going anywhere away from that can't be good for him. Like, it's, you always get that, well, the efficiency will go up because there'll be someone on the other side. I think we care more about the volume with the way McConkey gets his stats.
Yeah.
So I think it will be a little hurtful when they do bring in another pass catcher.
Yeah. I would have Harrison over McConkey.
But I also think Arizona's going to bring in another pass catcher, so.
I'm going to have to change my question for the Cardinals because I didn't realize you guys were this high on Bowers. I'm going to have to change it. I'm just going to do it now. Can you make an argument that Trey McBride is the tight end one? Can you make any argument?
Yeah. I don't think it's
touchdown a regression. Is that the answer?
That's literally it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like it would take talent to purposefully not catch touchdowns again. Like, it's like, remember Mike Evans, man. I guess I'm bringing up Evans again. Like, Evans went from 13 touchdowns to 3. Like, and that's literal. Like, he had like, what, like 12 touchdowns his rookie year and then 3 his sophomore year. Like, it happens. It's not a very sticky stat. So he'll score touchdowns again. But I do still think Bowers is the number one.
Also, as much as, yeah, I'm hyping up Bowers, Trey McBride had basically the exact same amount of points per game.
They were, like, chasing each other at the end, like, the receiving yards and stuff. I mean,
despite the lack of touchdowns, he's at 20.553 to Bowers 20.544. So they're virtually identical in terms of points per game. I think you can make the argument, but I would still have Bowers just because he did it off the bat and it could get better.
Trying to look at assets that are kind of next to each other. McBride or McConkey?
McBride. I'll take the positional advantage on that one.
I'm with Russ. I'm a big tight end guy.
McBride or the ghost of A.J. Brown?
McBride. I'm not ready to say the ghost of A.J. Brown just yet. It's the...
He's got to stop reading, Rocky. He has to stop reading books.
I think you have to go McBride for... I mean, just the age, too, if nothing else. I mean, Brown's starting to get older, so... Plus, they're a running team now, so...
If that's the case, then you guys unintentionally stuck him right behind Bowers in the ADP.
Yeah. No, that's pretty close. Yeah.
Yeah. The next guy after A.J. Brown is London, who I would take McBride over.
I would take McBride over London, though I do like London, but still I'd take McBride.
Yeah. Achan, Marvin, Breece, Garrett, JSN.
I love JSN. I look forward for when he's higher in this rankings next year, but I can't do it now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The one thing on Garrett and I guess on Bowers, because there was talks of what if Garrett leaves and goes to the Raiders? It's a fit. Like, it sounds like Rodgers is retiring. It just the whispers, but he's been retiring for 3 years now.
So. Exactly.
But if it's just Garrett by himself, because Adams won't stay if Rodgers leaves, then we have a decent conversation to have next season. It's just him by himself. Man, bring Darnold back. That would be so fun.
That was just what popped into my head.
It's going to be Cousins or someone like that, but bring Darnold back. Let's just do this whole thing again. Let him see ghosts and everything.
No.
Cousins seems like such a Jets thing to do.
It does. That's all of my questions now that we spent 54 minutes on it. But So, do you want to do the trade, or do we want to do the listener question to finish? How do you want to do it?
Well, let's do the listener question first, because I don't have an answer for it. You asked what people's favorite board game is, and as usual, we had at @DFF_SJonathan02 chime in, answering the tertiary question. There's, what should we talk about? What questions do you have? And the fun question. And he said Monopoly is his favorite board game. I don't know if I've ever legitimately finished a game of Monopoly.
I think I have, but it's probably been like 25, 30 years.
Yeah. I kind of cheat. I play like the Nintendo Switch version that like does all the counting and stuff for you. So you don't have to like pass the money around and stuff. So.
Yeah. But how do you cheat if you're not passing money around?
That's true. I'm a shoots and ladders guy at heart. I've always... That feeling when you get a ladder to like the top of the dang board is great. So,
Roman's in the chat saying, "Grew up playing Sorry."
Yep,
that's a good one. Yes. Trouble with the Top-O-Matic Bubble.
Yeah.
Does Trivial Pursuit count as a board game?
Yes. Absolutely, it does.
I love that game.
Me too.
I haven't played it in years, but yeah, that would probably be mine.
My head is filled with a lot of stupid stuff that won't be used for anything besides Trivial Pursuit, so I'm not terrible at it.
Same. So.
See, it's really funny. We went to Canton, and there's Milestone, is a board game bar. And I went with Matt Price, who's a big board game guy, which was like the greatest thing ever. He's like, all right, let's play this game now. And I can't remember what any of them are called, but they were all just so much fun. And it's not like your average roll a die, move around. It's like flipping cards and building stuff. And like, but the games are so much more than like Monopoly and stuff like that, that I wish I had the time and energy to get into that kind of stuff, but I don't have the time, energy, or resources for it.
Mm-hmm. Battleship. I'm just going through a list. I liked Battleship. Guess Who?
Guess Who? Is it me? Is it you? Who knows? Guess Who?
I liked Monopoly. Are you guys any good at Scrabble? My fiance kicks my ass.
See,
Scrabble, she like grew up on it.
Huge point of contention between my wife and I. We get competitive. And it gets bad to the point where we don't like try for big words. We just try and like couple up, you know, like small words with maximizing points, and all of a sudden the board becomes unusable.
Yeah.
And we just start yelling at each other.
Yeah. Game of Life, I was never really into. That's what another one that takes too long, right?
Too long. Yeah, I had that as a kid. The only thing I liked about it was it had the spinny, clicky wheel instead of a die.
Yeah. Spinner, yeah. I think that's another one where I've never finished a game.
No, never.
Candyland, OG. That was a good one when I was a kid.
That is also just a fun one to play with the kids.
Yeah.
There's literally no skill involved whatsoever.
Right. There's no strategy. Yeah.
Flipping a card and that's where you go. So it's, you know, hard for the kids to
get. Does this show my age? I mean, I'm not saying this is my favorite game, but does anyone remember Mousetrap?
Yes.
Of course.
I remember the commercials. Yeah. I never played the game.
That was fun, just putting the whole thing together and making the little mousetrap happen.
That was another one of, yeah, but didn't that take like 30 minutes just to set up the dang game, and then
probably, but I know I did it when I was a kid.
And you had to cross your fingers that it actually worked, right? Yeah.
Yes.
Right. I think that's all of them.
Yep. All right.
We basically named every board game. I mean,
that's it.
Yep.
So Trade Addicts Trade, we have one. Trade Addicts Leagues are 12 teams, Superflex, PPR, tight end premium with 1.75 points per tight end reception. And I don't have to talk about return yardage because the one trade we have is in TA1 plus its quarterbacks. Yes. Straight up, Kyler Murray for Bo Nix. And literally, we even just said this as each other. We're just like, for funsies? For funsies. So I traded away Bo Nix for Kyler Murray, and it's really just my Kyler Murray love. I really didn't want to trade away Bo Nix, but it's just like, it's Kyler. Give me Kyler, please. So what are your guys' feelings about Kyler Murray for Bo Nix?
You want to get first, Frank?
Yeah, I'm thinking. I'm stuck because you almost have to think that Nix is going to sophomore slump, but if they improve the wide receiver core, let's put T. Higgins on every team, right? And in this magical world where they have T. Higgins, he almost has to get better, right? Although I'm falling for my own resolution that I said I wouldn't do last week or 2 weeks ago where – I wouldn't believe in situation, but.
Well, no. So here's the thing. Like, what's more likely, that Bo Nix played out of his mind on a bad team or that he's this good?
The first one.
Exactly.
Because Bo Nix was never this in college.
Exactly. Yeah. And don't get me wrong. I want everybody to succeed. I want him to be this good for him. Like, that would be amazing. But more likely he takes a step back, even if they do increase the value of their wide receiver room. Like, there's a chance he takes a step back as a player. People get tape on him, blah, 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 whatever the sophomore slump has to do with everything. I think we saw a bad season out of Kyler Murray. And
people are mad at Kyler. I mean, like, big mad. He
put up over 300 points.
I mean, I know. He did. It just didn't feel like it. As a Kyler owner myself, too, it just never felt like it.
Yeah, and I get it because I have many, 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 many shares as well. But like, this is one I didn't necessarily even really want to do. But he's like, you know what? I knew we weren't going to have. It's such a dead zone. Like, I'm right now concentrating more on filling leagues and stuff like that than sending trades. And I know everyone is taking their rest after the season just ended, so it's not really the heaviest time for trades. So when he sent me this, I was just like, you know what? Hashtag for the content. Let's just do it.
Yeah, and I've always been a big pro Kyler guy, and again, I said this kind of with Lamb before, in a down year for Kyler Murray, he's still a QB1, QB12 points per game. And I just believe in Kyler Murray, at least as a fantasy asset, more than I do Bo Nix going forward. I know he had a very good rookie year, but like you said, no one expected this, especially this soon for Bo Nix, so... I definitely think he's one of those guys we could see a sophomore slump from. So I'll take what I feel like is a sure thing in Kyler Murray. Like, at worst, I feel like I'm getting this year. So I think at worst, Bo Nix could definitely be worse than this year.
And you just have
Kyler hope. Next year.
Yeah. Sorry, Rocky. You just have to hope that they learn how to properly use Marvin Harrison, because he was never this, like, run under the ball, deep ball guy, like they're trying to make him. He's really good at 10 to 15 yard cut in to space and then do something after the catch. And I feel like they never did that with him this year. So.
Figure it out. Dang it.
Like, literally, like, I don't know how you could watch as much tape as they probably did on Marvin Harrison and not know how to use him properly.
Well, maybe they get a field stretcher in the non-point scoring season.
That'd be great.
And then they can use him, as more of
bring Hollywood of that. Back. He's a free agent. Why not?
There you go.
Didn't he leave contentiously?
No, he was traded, wasn't he?
I can't remember anymore.
He was traded to Baltimore.
Was he? Yes. Yes, he was. That's right. No. Yes?
No, he was traded from Baltimore to
Baltimore. He was traded from Baltimore to Arizona. Don't mess with my brain like that.
Right. Okay. I don't know. It's all the same.
But yeah, time is wibbly-wobbly, timey-wimey. I have no idea who, when, where, why, how. But that is the end of our show sheet. So that is the end of our show. Yeah, I don't even know. What do we do? Patreon.com/TradeAddictsPod. You can hang out with us while we record. Let us know what your favorite board game is, what you grew up playing. We also have our awesome Discord chat, the Cool Kids Club. Otherwise, everything's about fantasycares.org. Go donate if you can. If not, just keep your eyes on stuff that's going on. It's almost Super Bowl time, which means it's almost Super Bowl squares time. Definitely have that going on. And I know Scott's been teasing some other stuff that they're really into wrestling right now. And it's well past my knowledge of wrestling anymore, but he wants to do something for the Royal Rumble, which I think is soon. So
it's this no next weekend.
So keep your eyes out for fantasycares.org and all the stuff that's going on there. But on that note, good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody. Thank you for listening to the Trade Addict Podcast, a proud member in the Dynasty Addict Podcast Network. Please follow your hosts at Dynasty Haha and at Dynasty FF Addict. Please subscribe, rate, and review. We will catch you next time on the Trade Addict Podcast. Hoopy fans, that is the best. See ya.